This is RSBNB Update, episode 224, recorded Thursday, October 1st, 2009, Parent-Teacher Evening. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update. I'm sounding more and more normal as the weeks go by.
It's still a little disgusting.
That's Brad, who's now known as Brad7443.
Woo!
And also Schwa, a.k.a.
Hello.
Josh, is here, who is our resident events crew monkey, RuneScape herbalist, and the famous elevator boy.
Well, that's racist.
What?
Can I call him a monkey?
Why not?
Racist.
No.
It's like me calling you a moose.
Why not?
Or a penguin.
Penguin. Yeah, penguin, that's better.
He is also was previously on RSBNB Informer and lots of other areas around RSBNB. So if you haven't seen him, then you should probably head over to the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. And he'll answer all your questions relating to Herblore. See, the reason I said you're from an East. You're an EC monkey is because your occupation says form monkey.
So I mainly wrote that when I joined the content crew.
I see. Okay.
And stuff, and then party planner. It's whatever.
Okay. And he is 17 years old. Right. And that's all we have.
Stop grooming him, Jane, you pedophile.
What do you mean grooming him?
Never mind.
I'm not a pedophile. You are. But... Anyways, we had a very quiet week on the RuneScape front until, well, today. which is kind of, I'm starting to wonder if they're trying to screw with us.
Well, because now it's really difficult for you and you have to do some work to update the skill of the month in high school.
No, I mean, having a few updates, two updates in a month on a Thursday.
Shane, Jagex aren't even aware of this podcast's existence. How could they screw with us?
Well, they have to check out every fan site on the recommended fan site list, and then so they
do you think they would actually
link.
Listen to the podcast?
No,
then?
No, but they would have saw the link to it,
and they would have magically known it was on Thursday.
Yeah.
Even if they listened to it, they wouldn't necessarily know we record on a Thursday unless they're listening to this one, and they went back in time. Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's weird. I never known you to bring time travel into something.
Perhaps they used, like, real-life time runes.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I'm glad to see you're finally jumping on the time rune wagon.
That was sarcastic, Shane.
Oh.
Sense the tone.
Anyways, display names. To bring in October.
The really clever thing about this, and when I say clever, I mean profoundly dumb, was that they actually released the system about a good hour and a half before they put the news post out. So there were loads of people on the forums. Like, I think it was basically spread through word of mouth. There's loads of people on the forums making loads and loads and loads of topics about it. And people didn't really know what the deal was. I mean, obviously it was fairly easy to figure out just by looking at the thing. But it would have been good if they'd actually released the news post explaining it all at the time rather than let everybody, you know, panic and whip up a frenzy on the forums about it.
Yeah, what time was this at?
I don't know. I actually got in and I went to RuneWire and I saw somebody posted on there about it, so that's when I went and messed around with it and I changed my name.
Okay.
So I think it was about, sorry, I didn't give a time. I think it was about 3 o'clock GMT, maybe just after.
Okay. What about you, Schwa? Are you looking into changing your name?
I already changed mine, except it took like an hour and a half to do.
Oh, Schwa.
Yeah.
I see.
Because they can't seem to handle many people on their servers. At least on the website.
Yeah, that's typical JX. You know, every web system they've released in the past hasn't been able to scale.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even like the news posts that I like get on, I have to like reset the connection every single time I look at it.
Yeah, same.
Doesn't even...
Same with the development blogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say, Brad?
Yeah, it's really strange, actually, because I changed my name from Brad Woodward, which it was, to Brad for numbers, right? And I actually started, I didn't want that many numbers. I wanted, like, as few as possible, really. So I started from one, like Brad 1, and I went up. And I actually went, this is how incredibly sad I am, but also how slightly OCD I am about numbers. I went from 1 to about 200 and something, and they were all taken. What the f*** with that? So in the end, and then after that, I tried, that probably took me about 15 minutes, because I was entering them really fast, and it just says name unavailable, name unavailable, name unavailable. And in the end, I was just trying random three-digit numbers, and I couldn't seem to find any of those either. I tried that for about 5 minutes. I was like, oh, screw it, and I went for four-digit numbers.
Yeah, you know, there's only 1,000 three-digit numbers.
Yeah, but it just seems strange to me how, I mean, I checked some of these numbers on the high scores, and they weren't all taken. Obviously, there were a few which are just, you know, registered to dummy accounts that were never used. But I refuse to believe that the numbers 1 through 200 were taken after Brad for accounts. It's just crazy.
I think that it might have been that they didn't want so many usernames being really close to each other as far as looks, because I tried to do just like the schwa, and it wouldn't let me do it until I added like a number or two.
But is the schwa taken?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think so. Like, a couple times I clicked, you know, check availability, and sometimes it come up green and then it flashed back to red, so I have a feeling someone else was playing with it.
Aye, aye, aye.
But okay. Yeah, it was strange. I don't know if there's just, like, they've got... I thought maybe they had, like, a minimum amount of numbers you had to have now or something.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be really stupid if that was the case.
I couldn't seem to be able to get any combinations of three numbers, but I could get combinations. Oh, no. And here's another strange thing. I wanted just right after my name, no space in between. I figured out I could have Brad space three numbers, but I just could not have Brad three numbers. Huh. So in the end, I opted for Brad four numbers instead of Brad space three numbers.
That's interesting.
I'd like to know why. I'd like to know if it's just like, you know, if there's a reason or if it's just random why you can't have it.
Yeah, because that's 8 characters, and what Schwa was saying, the Schwa is 8 characters, so that was most likely taken.
Mm-hmm. The Schwa isn't taken. Well, isn't on the high scores anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to create a real nice issue tonight when the high scores update and all these new accounts mm-hmm. come in. I'm not exactly sure what Mike's plans are for that.
Is Mike even aware of it?
Probably not. But
that's gonna be a nice surprise for him.
Yeah, I put in a temporary skill of the month fix, which you can find on the forums in a global announcement if you've signed up and are competing in the skill of the month. Because, well, it would be kind of bad for you to finish off skill of the month and not get awarded for your progress. So check out the forum topic I've made on that. Also, you're able to hold this account for a month, your old one, revert. You'll have at least 7 days after the 28 days to revert to your previous name, and it will be held for you and unavailable to anyone else in the time. That's good, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Can you please go back to Brad Woodward?
Why?
Because I like that name better.
Why?
Because it just makes more sense. It's you.
Why does it make more sense?
It's you.
So Shane 12088 doesn't make sense. Your last name isn't 12088.
I know. But
I'm undecided. I will play this, you know, this month with the new name, and I will decide at the end of the month which
okay.
I want. Or I might just put it out to a vote. People can vote. I'll do what
you
want me to do.
I've seen some posts on RuneWire, you know, people wanting to join the so-called 12088 family. Before this, I had no intention of wanting to change.
Somebody's call just dropped.
Yeah, that's Schwa. I had no intention of wanting to change, but I think I might change now, but I kind of want to keep it secret.
Well, you're not going to be able to keep it secret for long, seeing as how it's an RS name and people are going to see it.
I know. That's too bad.
You should change it to Shane Woodward.
No, that would mean I'm your brother. Or your father.
Wrong.
Yeah, he needs a good dad to kind of push him into line, you know, sometimes.
Oh, bullshit. This is just because our disagreements on sex before marriage.
Okay, we don't need to tell everybody else what this is all about.
And Shane is a Christian.
No. No.
Yeah, you have Christian ideals, Shane. You have Christian ideals. You claim to be a man of science, but you have Christian ideals.
Yeah, I'm just trying to bring Schwab back in right now.
Notice how Shane said yeah to that, everybody.
What happened?
I had to do a little bit of internet wrangling.
I see. Okay. Did you get the internet bull back in its cage?
Yeah, I guess so. I hope it doesn't happen again.
Okay. So what's this thing about an icon in your name and your friends list? How does this work, Brad?
Yeah, when you look at your friends list, there's like a little icon just to the left. If they've changed their name, it's not very big, but it's big enough. It's certainly noticeable. And when you hover over that name, it says used to be known as or some phrase indicative of those sentiments, and then it says their previous name.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long that stays there, if it's permanent or if it stays there for the month or what.
Someone should make their name, or no, Hitler's blocked, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Interestingly as well, they don't need to be, you don't need to be able to see them as online to see it. So if you add somebody who's got their private turned off, it'll show them as offline, but you can still see that they've changed their name.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, I'm just saying it's good.
Okay. I think that's a really great feature.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's no way for scammers to change their name, because even if they try and block everyone and put their private off, you'll still be able to see who they originally were.
I wonder how they ended up implementing this in the back end, you know? Okay, back end as in...
In the back end. That was a good implement in their back end.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they managed to do this, because from the development diary, it sounded like they hadn't set it
I imagine that would require quite a large implement.
Yeah. Yeah, because with something like that, it's a big change across a database when you're dealing with over 1 million people, you know? So
I was also a little surprised that it's free.
It's free?
Yeah, it wouldn't have surprised me greatly if they charged for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea.
Because that's what World of Warcraft does. But partially, if you think about it, if it's free, near enough everyone, or not everyone, but most people are going to do it.
Well,
just for a laugh. But whereas if it was paid, they would make some revenue off it, and only people who really wanted their name changed would do it.
Hey, but it's members only.
Yeah, but still, the World of Warcraft name changes in addition to the subscription.
Maybe we should change for charging names on the high scores.
No. That's different, Shane. You are not offering much of a service.
That'll be $5, please, Brad.
Piss off.
And $5, Schwa.
I refuse. Nope. I don't care about your high scores. Go stuff it.
No, the high scores are free.
This is why nobody likes Canada, Shane. This is why they made you stand by Russia.
Okay, that's topic for another day. But anything else on these display names?
I have nothing.
Okay.
Nope.
They say if you have an offensive name on the account, you'll receive a temporary display name in the form of a random string of numbers, and you will not be able to log into the game until you choose a new name. Players who repeatedly choose offensive names will lose the privilege of being able to change their display name for 1 year, and instead will be assigned one by a Jagex moderator.
I think Shane changes to I like men.
I don't think so.
Hey, he considered it. You heard him pause. He considered it.
No, that was a pause to show what kind of a stupid idea it is.
It's a grand idea.
Hey, they have new links on the bottom of the news pages. Bookmark this. Delicious Facebook, MySpace, Dig, Reddit, Twitter. No Twitter. StumbleUpon. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Oh, and they also have an RSS feed for the main page. That's good. Mm-hmm. You guys use RSS?
No.
Oh, God, you guys. Give us the times.
Hey, Shane, at least I don't like men.
I don't like men. Thank you for this wonderful display name update. I think it's time we progress forward unless anybody has anything else to...
Usually rate the updates.
Okay, well, what do you want to rate it then?
5.
Okay.
4.
Okay. I'm going to go with 4 as well.
13. An average of 4.3 recurring.
Well, that's good. You know how to do that in your head.
Oh, piss off, Shane. I'm not a retard. Even though I act like it sometimes.
Okay. Display names. Good update.
Sorry, I swore I said piss. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's not a swear.
Okay. In England, it is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because it generally doesn't mean, you know, if you say in England, I'm pissed, it would mean I'm drunk, not I'm angry.
Oh. All right. We got an audio question this week from Chris for Life.
Dear Shane, Brad, and Schwa, do you think Modern Warfare 2 is way too hyped up than it really is? And what are your thoughts about Halo 3 ODST? Thanks, Chris for Life.
Okay. So, let's start with Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. Any of you guys getting it?
No.
Okay.
I probably will be getting it.
Get maybe for the not. PC.
No. Maybe not as soon as it's released, but I'll get it. It looks like a pretty decent game.
I don't know.
Not massively into multiplayer, though. So.
Okay. You know, one thing, you could get the set that came with live ammunition and stuff.
You can get the Prestige Edition that comes with the night vision goggles, can't you?
Yeah, but then there's also some set on the forums that Trekkie posted that came with, like, real grenades and stuff.
Real grenades?
Yeah.
That's
I could bullshit.
Well, you never know.
Your grenade.
I don't know, it'd be interesting
actually,
to ship that,
a
you know?
Joke. If Trekkie posted it, it probably was a joke.
It was linking to a news article.
Oh, yeah, because all news articles are true.
Yeah. But
have you ever read The Onion?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a stupid site.
You're not a fan of satire?
No.
Did they fool you once, Shane?
No.
Is that why?
No.
That's probably why.
No.
And he read, like, you know, Canada, the most hated nation on earth, took it seriously and held a grudge.
But no, Modern Warfare 2?
Well, it's going to be hyped to a degree because Call of Duty, the first Modern Warfare had a big fan base, and I guess it is a fairly big game release, sort of like Halo 3 when that came out, but it's overhyped, most things like it are, but I mean, you know, the people that want to love it, the hardcore fans, they're going to love it no matter what, because it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, you know. The rest of us will probably, you know, who get it and who aren't diehard fans will get it and probably be okay with it.
I'm getting it for PC because I don't like the idea of paying for downloadable content. That's a real farce, you know?
Don't pay for it then.
I know, but the PC people get it for free after a while. That's why I want to get it for PC.
Because you're tight, basically.
No, it's because it goes against my philosophy from back. See, you wouldn't know because you didn't play games in the late 90s. Online.
Whatever.
So, because back in the late 90s, when you guys were all very little, there was this...
Shane, you're 4 years older than me. Don't take the piss.
There was this general sense of community, and any maps or mods for a game were community made and community distributed and were always free. So it doesn't make sense that you pay $10 for this crappy map pack, you know? And same goes for
makes everything seem better than it
and
was.
And same goes for Call of Duty World at War. That thing could have been released as a mod, but no, it was released as an entirely different $70
same
game.
Same thing as what I've been hearing about Halo ODST linking into the other part
it's
of the
It's a new... It was just new maps, new guns, and a few engine tweaks, so it wasn't really worth it in my view. So that's why I'm getting it on PC.
Shane, everybody looks back at the past with rose-tinted spectacles. You all think the past is better than it actually was.
Yeah, it was.
That's maybe because we like to convince ourselves that the past was good, because then it convinces us that we aren't living in a, you know, a horribly... If, in fact, the past is always better, then surely the Earth is... Well, our lives and the Earth we live in is getting steadily worse to the point where, you know, it's not going to be worth living. So, you know, isn't that a cheery thought? Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
I'll have to talk about that. But as I was trying to link into the other part of his question before you were rambling about stupid shit about Call of Duty... he did say about our thoughts on Halo ODST, which was another game I was tempted to buy but decided against. I've heard that's little more than a sort of expansion to Halo 3.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, there was a couple of new things about it, like Firefight was something I really enjoyed, where you just kind of sit there and like just waves of guys keep coming at you and you just go with your team and try to kill them all. It's not exactly like you're having to progress through a map or
it's
anything.
Not like Gears of War.
Yeah, that's like Horde mode on Gears of War.
Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoyed that because it was kind of a good mesh between the two games.
But once again, that could have been done with a mod. A little piece of download. True.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I liked about it is you could carry 3 grenades now. When in all the other Halo games, you can only carry 2. I liked that.
Okay. So you bought it?
No, I've just played it at a bunch of my friends' houses.
Okay. Are you going to buy it?
Maybe. Maybe sooner or later.
Okay. I won't be getting that one. I'm not really much of a Halo fan. Brad?
I think I prefer Halo to Call of Duty 4.
I don't know. There's just something about it that I could never get into, you know?
Anyway.
Thank you, Chris, for life. If you want to hear me ramble about Call of Duty, next week send me another audio question.
Don't. Good God, don't.
I have an entire spiel that I'm ready to say about Call of Duty.
Yeah, I think we heard it.
No, that was just the beginning.
Yeah, well, nobody cares. Next question. I'm going to find the wiki. Right. No, that's not the wiki. Next question. Dear the usual host and Schwa, when do you all sleep on a school night, and do you turn off computer when you do? And okay, do we turn off the computer when we sleep?
No, it never goes off.
No. Yep. It takes too long to reboot.
My computer's like 4 foot from my bed, so yeah, I do turn it off when I sleep, because the fan makes a whirring sound, and I'm like, when I sleep, I like complete silence and no light. You know, okay. Complete darkness and silence.
Okay, second part?
Part numero due.
You spoke French!
Good God, kill me.
Spanish.
Yeah, I said numero and then due, so I mixed it up. And second, do you believe in spirits such as ghosts, like real ones? Thanks, keep up the good work. Those two questions are from Owen, 1892. Or it could be something else by the time you're listening to this.
What?
I said it could be something else by the time you're listening to this. He might have changed his name.
Oh, right. Okay.
Slow, Shane. Right. Does anybody here believe in ghosts?
No.
Spirits? No. No. I don't.
No. Sorry to burst your bubble there, but we don't.
There's a program on TV here about angels. It was actually on like Sky Arts, I think it was, which is a really obscure channel. But it was Do Angels Exist? And they had like a panel of people. And they wanted to keep it balanced, obviously. There was like 5 people in this panel. And one of them was the skeptic. He was like, no, of course angels don't exist. And the other 4 were people who actually believed angels existed. Right? So all they basically did was, I watched 10 minutes of it because a friend told me about it and it was hilarious. And all it basically was they asked the expert first and he went, no, of course angels don't exist, there's no proof, blah, 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 blah. And then the rest of them, for the remaining 10 minutes that I watched, talked about how angels do exist and how compelling evidence there is for their existence. It's almost as if they just had the token skeptic for balance.
That's not very balanced.
Exactly, but, you know, and the fact that they're one skeptic makes it all right. Yeah, if you believe in that sort of thing, then, you know, just, well, I'm not one to criticize, but it's not true. The world is a very boring place. There are no angels.
Just like Santa's not true. Just like the Tooth Fairy's not true.
Don't be stupid. Of course that's just true.
Okay.
How else do the presents get under my tree at Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas, then?
I want a nuke that says For Canada on it. You can keep it at your house if you want. Anyway, thanks for this question.
Thank you, Owen. Dear Brad, the worst. Shane, the best.
It says Brad, the best, damn you.
And Schwa, the normal. What do you think about this? This is this video we reviewed prior to starting the show. It's basically a video of New Zealand Prime Minister John Key going on David Letterman. And
when Shane first played the clip to me, I actually thought it wasn't John Key. I thought it was a bloke impersonating his voice because his voice sounded funny.
Yeah, and basically goes for 10 reasons to visit New Zealand.
And 9 of them are jokes.
So no!
The majority of them are jokes.
Okay.
He says that one about sustainable energy, and he says they don't all have to be jokes. So in reality, there's no good reason to have a sustainable energy one.
Number seven isn't a joke.
What is it?
That was
another one about, we're like Britain, but we're not serious.
No, we're like Britain, but without the attitude.
That's the one.
I love that one. Last night when I was
Don't Australians and New Zealanders hate each other?
No, from what I understand, it's just a polite rivalry.
Polite rivalry.
Yeah.
Well, I think in reference to John Key's number 7, that as the Prime Minister of a Commonwealth country, he should respect his lord and master, the British. If he doesn't want us, you know, to come and get all nuclear on his head. Actually, it's funny, I was in clan chat last night, and I was talking to 99874, I think it was, and he was, for some reason, we got around talking about the military, because of course I'm joining the military, and he said that the New Zealand Army has 4,000 soldiers. 4,000. So, yeah. I don't think, you know, he shouldn't be on, you know, he shouldn't be on TV stirring stuff up, because they obviously don't have the means to defend themselves.
Oh, but the US will come defend them if they need help.
No, they won't.
The US and Australia will.
The U.S. won't care about New Zealand doesn't have any natural oil reserves.
Oh, they have all the sheep, though. If you put all these sheep in a greenhouse, you know, in a contained greenhouse, you can harvest their methane gas and turn it into fuel.
Wow.
They also can't destroy New Zealand because that's where we film all of our wide-angle landscape shots for our movies.
Yeah. What you can do is round all the New Zealand people up and take them off to camps. I think someone else in history has done that sort of thing before, but I just can't.
His name was Adolf Hitler.
Oh, right, that's it.
Yeah. No, we like New Zealand because two of our staffers are the resident Kiwi heads. So,
If New Zealand hated Australia and Australia hated New Zealand, I could probably like New Zealand on the basis that the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That's a good quote. I like that quote.
But as they have a friendly rivalry, they can both burn for all I care.
Also, with this video, there is another thing. They drive on the same side of the road as the British and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, that was not funny.
I don't think people should be mentioning Lindsay Lohan.
Why not?
Because
she's a bad influence.
Yes, that's right.
I think Stephen Harper's a bad influence.
No. You know, John.
That's why they made him stand by Russia, Shane.
You know, John Key is also he's a more conservative prime minister than the old one was. He's on the center-right kind of thing. So I probably would have voted for him if I would have lived there.
So New Zealand's moving backwards. The rest of the world is, you
know. No, they're moving to the right way to see the bigger picture.
Why are you saying that phrase? It's always like that's the I win phrase of a political debate. Well, I'm right because my viewpoint sees the bigger picture.
That's right. And that question was from the Almighty, and we're moving on now. Thank you. Next one. Dear Shane, do you think the update will be around long enough to reach 1,000 episodes? If so, what will you do when you reach episode 666, or do you think 666 is just like any other number? That's from Regnanth. 1,000 episodes, I'm not too sure on that. 300, yes. 400, possibly. 500, I'm not too sure on.
It depends how quickly Shane gets a life. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, you should be sorry about that. I have a life.
I mean, the life is in a job and a mortgage to pay.
Yeah, that's coming. Don't worry.
If you have those things, you'll have less time for the update.
Yeah, but I could cut it down to a 20-minute episode a week, you know?
You'll move on with your... But would you want to, really? Would you want to be, like, 40 years old and still going, "Hi, I'm still..."
I know people that still do that.
Each to their own.
Yeah, so... 660...
But if it was you, I would have to find a problem with it, because it was you doing it.
666, as this fellow says, is just like any other number.
Yeah, just like 13. Or...
Yeah. Yeah, like people with, I don't know, are you guys superstitious? I know Brad's not, but Schwa?
No, but I did figure out when episode 666 will probably be recorded.
Oh, when?
I think it's going to be either February 1st or 8th in
2018. Ah!
So, Shane, you would be 30, would you not? No, you'd be older than that. You'd be 32. Shane would be 32. Wow, I'd be 27. Wow, I will be long gone by that time.
With kids and a family.
At 27, Maybe a young child. I don't know.
You can't plan these things. I don't know. You should consult with a life planner before you do anything like that.
Life planner.
Yeah.
Good God, Shane. I thought you were for the decentralization of decision making. Don't we have to go to some sort of planner to plan our lives?
Thank you, Regnanth. Schwa, read the next one.
Alright, here, let's see. Shane, Brad, and Schwa. If you could live in one video game, computer, or console, what would it be and why? Also, Shane and Brad, 40 years from now, what will be your most vivid memory of the update and the site? Sincerely, Italy for Life.
You have to go first.
One video game, I'd... That's a really difficult one. I'd probably want to live... I'd live in, like, Rock Band or something, because I like being a musician.
So this game doesn't specifically imply, like, a video game universe, just a video game?
I don't know.
I took it as universe.
Okay.
Brad?
A video game universe I'd like to live in.
World of Warcraft?
Probably. It's the only video game universe I know well.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I actually like, looking at my Xbox games. No, the Fallout 3 universe. That's all post-apocalyptic.
That's funny.
You're funny. No, you're not. Why did I say that?
I really don't know for myself. Maybe some sort of Star Trek universe. That'd be fun. Can I leave the universe, though?
No. I'm going to stay there forever.
Okay, well then, yeah, the Star Trek universe, then. If you come with me. 40 years? Brad, what are you going to remember 40 years from now?
The annoying Canadian guy who I was so glad to get away from.
No, seriously.
I don't know. It's difficult like that. I mean, does he mean when we're 40 or in 40 years' time?
40 years from now.
So 40 years from now, I will be 58.
I'll be 62.
I might not even be alive. I just don't know. 40 years, a lot of... I don't know. What will I remember? I'll probably be telling my grandkids not to waste so much time on the computer because that's how I frittered away my childhood.
No, there won't be computers then. We'll be living in virtual reality.
Oh, just like in the 1950s, they said by the year 2000 we'd be living on the moon.
Yeah, well, they didn't know the law of accelerating returns law. They didn't know that then.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah, it does. It also explains that flowchart that was on Dig a while back about scientific advancement, how it just dropped dead in the Christian Dark Ages, and where we'd be now if that hadn't have happened. But anyways, come on, what do you remember? April Fool's jokes?
I don't know what I'll remember.
Your interactions with that one from the lands opposite of New Zealand?
Yeah, I'll probably still be bitter about that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'd probably remember all the good fun I had making practical jokes at April Fool's and stuff like that.
The only good practical joke you ever did was the one where you put our pictures at the top of the forum.
I know, but we're gonna trump that next year.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't even be here, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'll call you and get you to come take a peek.
You don't know my number.
Well, I have ways to contact you that you don't know about, so.
You have my email, that's it.
And I have other people's email in your immediate family.
You have my girlfriend's email, that's it.
And your dad's.
You don't have my dad's email.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, right. Tell me what it is then.
I'll tell you after the show.
He's bluffing.
I'll tell you he after the show.
But my dad doesn't even use email.
Well, I have his phone number.
See, he loves stuff.
Okay, 40 years, what? I don't know. I just have to say the April Fool stuff. Thank you, Italy for Life. Brad, next one.
Next question. Dear Brad, who is cunning, Shane, the RS Herbalist, and the other host, unknown, says his name. Anyway, I'm trying to get higher mining, and I'm only level 21. Got any tips? level 21.
Level do some 21. Quests.
Go mine iron somewhere.
Isn't iron level 30?
Iron's level 15.
Okay.
Coal is 30.
Okay.
Go mine iron in the dwarven mines under Falador, or I don't know whether a rock. Where are there iron rocks?
I don't know.
There's some in Varrock, I think.
Yeah, south of Varrock.
Okay.
Just go mine some iron. Until you get 30, then you can do it. It's difficult at that. I can't remember what I did at that low level.
I was stupid and I did coal.
You kind of done coal.
I know, I did coal from 30 on.
Yeah, well, that's shame for
That's me. Probably why I didn't like mining, because when I first started RuneScape, I was told to go mine some bronze and tin ore, I mean copper and tin ore, then walk to the furnace in Lumbridge, smelt it, then walk to the anvil in Varrock, and make something out of it.
Yeah, we all do stupid things when we start games. mine was starting in the first place.
Thank you.
Anyway, my second question is, have any of you been to the Grand Coulee Dam in Washington State? Do you think it is a likely terrorist target? Keep up the great show. Those two questions are from Dark in C. The Grand Coulee Dam? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, neither have I, so logically it's not going to be a good terrorist target.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read from the Wikipedia. The Grand Coulee Dam is a hydroelectric gravity dam on the Columbia River in the U.S. state of Washington. In the United States, it is the largest electric power-producing facility and the largest concrete structure. That could be a terrorist target if it's the largest electric power-producing facility in the country.
I can think of better targets.
Like?
The White House.
Seem to have got this planned out, Shane. Should I be worried?
Yeah. No.
Let's ask Shane the terrorist of where he would attack first.
Yeah, Shane, where would you attack first? Planning terror.
Unfortunately, we can't share that kind of information.
Because you said the word terrorist, terrorist, probably is currently being listened to by the FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, all of those things, and our houses will probably be raided.
MI6?
You know, morning. Yes. Well, not tomorrow morning, still be out Monday morning. We'll probably all be hauled off to Guantanamo, even though they closed it and waterboarded. And they won't believe that, you know, we are just some young men who are sad.
We're not sad. But no, I don't think that would be a likely target. I think the U.S.
It could possibly be. I mean, it's not what you'd expect. So, and it is, you know,
maybe
an asset,
in that respect.
So those reasons alone.
But I think the U.S. is fairly safe after the changes brought in October 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What, the Patriot Act?
Yeah. And Department of Homeland Security.
Shane.
Those questions were from Dark and Sea. Dear Brad, Shane, and any other hosts, are there any foods you can't stand to think about but love to eat? Mine are pancakes. Keep up the great show. That's from another guy named Bradley.
That's not from me, by FYI. I don't send in questions to each show. He must be half decent because he has the same name as I do.
Okay. So foods?
Foods that we can't bear to think about but love to eat.
Maybe like sushi. I never seem to be bothered by it until I start thinking about it.
I've never had sushi.
Okay. Shane's lived a very sheltered life.
Any other foods for you?
None that I can really think of. Everything, you know, I like to eat, I know what it is and like to think about it.
Okay. Brad?
I've only had caviar once, but I think the idea of eating fish eggs is rather disgusting, but the caviar tastes quite nice.
Okay.
But I'm not going to pretend that I'm some caviar connoisseur and that I dine on it regularly. I've had it once.
Don't Russians like caviar?
Yes. Sturgeon eggs.
Maybe you're Bradov in real life.
Oh, God, let's not get into that again.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any in this way. If I can't bear to think about it, I can't eat it.
How about cheese?
No, that's rather disgusting.
Cheese is lovely.
No.
Cheese is delicious.
Especially.
How about cheese drenched in milk? Would you eat that?
He's
going to throw.
No.
He's going to throw his lunch up.
No.
Anyway, let's move on.
Thank you. Thank you, Bradley.
Thank you, Bradley.
I like that name. I should name my kid that.
Wow,
but not at, but not after you. After this guy.
After me.
No.
We could call it after the other Brad. Chief thing.
Yeah, that'd work.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, next one.
I wouldn't want an idiot child named after me anyway, Shane. Dear Brad and Shane, do you use words like epic fail or for the win on the computer? Do you ever use them while talking? Do you ever, well, personally, no, I don't use phrases like that on the computer. I might occasionally, but if I use them, it's usually sarcastic and supposed to be, you know, taking the piss out of somebody. But no, I don't, and I certainly wouldn't use them while talking. Yeah, if anybody was to do that, it would be an epic fail.
Yeah, there we go. I don't use them either. But
yeah, for the win, yeah.
The first episode of House, which was on earlier this week, was named Epic Fail.
Oh, God.
Schwa?
I only ever use them, like Brad said, in like a sarcastic manner, or just, you know, kind of get a laugh out of it, like I'll say BRB occasionally, something like that. Just to be funny, not seriously, because that's kind of retarded.
Okay. And any advice for a student who has a teacher who grades papers, homeworks, and tests insanely hard? Those are from Killjoy.
Well, if teachers are going to be really hard, then...
Study harder.
Yeah, study harder. I mean, that's the only way you're going to beat them, for want of a better phrase. You know? Up your game.
Or you could take them out for lunch.
That might not work.
I'd say pick subjects for your papers that appeal to them, mostly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like for instance, if you're in a political science class, which is taught by pretty much a Marxist, don't be talking about private health care in one of your projects. So just try to learn the teacher and figure out what they know. You know?
Yeah, psychological warfare. Play them.
You spelt that wrong last night.
Oh, whatever. It was like 3 a.m. At least I didn't spell "you're" wrong.
That was a honest mistake.
No, it so was mine.
Brad was going to be a psychologist when he was 15.
That was what I wanted to be. That was one of my dreams. But then the realism of real, you know, the weight of the world upon my fragile shoulders crushed that dream.
And you saw the bigger picture?
No, I just saw that joining the military has a lot of benefits and is also fun.
Yeah,
potentially.
I don't know. It depends, though. Like, if you're in high school, it's probably not going to be that easy to take them out for lunch, you know? Or bring lunch to them.
Yeah, it might also give them the wrong idea, you know?
Yeah, like that you might be trying to poison them or something, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what
the idea.
That's the idea, yeah.
I don't know. That'd be my only concern about being a teacher, is if I have any students who would try to poison me.
Yeah, I imagine if you were a teacher, a lot of your students would try to poison you. I certainly.
Oh, dear. Okay. Schwa, do you have any experience on this?
Not really.
Okay. Do you do good in school?
I get B's and A's if I try hard.
Okay. Do you ever get in trouble?
No, not really. I've never been caught. I always get people to take out the action for me.
Well, that's
this is
good.
Like parent-teacher evening. Do you do well in school? What grade do you get? Are you ever in trouble? Shane is like some creepy counselor. Okay.
Are there any issues with any other students, Josh?
God. I hear Shane's had that said to him a lot. Executed it with perfection.
No.
No, not really.
That's good. Thank you. This next one's for Schwa, then. That was from Killjoy. Schwa, please explain in detail your favorite memory involving elevators. Yeah, I figure this has to come up, eh?
Yes, it always seems to come up whenever I'm on the show. Okay, so I guess the backstory behind it is there is a video of me that me and my friend took where I am in a business elevator completely in my birthday suit, really. And apparently this has sparked some kind of huge ordeal and debate. that is pretty much it. I guess really the only thing about it is people think that it was in some kind of big crazy building where everyone was, but really it was on inside a like business building that was usually locked, and it has been before and since then, and it was on a Saturday, so no one was there. Hence kind of why I did it. But I don't know, it was still kind of an interesting thing. There was a couple cars that drove up and scared us a little bit a couple times, so it took a couple takes.
I didn't know about that. I genuinely thought this guy wanted to hear elevator stories we had.
Okay. Yeah, so this is somewhere on the internet. I'm not going to put any links because it would be bad to show this.
I'll post a link.
If you want, but I can't be held responsible for anything that comes from it.
Don't worry, I'll hold you responsible. It's okay.
No.
Let's see if I can find
you
it.
He also asked if we could attend his 99 farming party.
That depends what time it's at. That depends, really. If I'm on, sure, I'll come. I'm always eager to see children get 99 farming.
Don't be demeaning and call him children.
No, I mean like children of farming, you know?
Children of farming. This is like a cult. Are you going to be the next David Koresh?
Who's that?
You don't know who David Koresh is?
No. No, I'm just saying that this farming movement that was started on RSBNB by myself and Chief, we're always eager to see new people get 99 farming.
It sounds like a sick cult to me. It's going to end badly with, you know, the FBI coming and burning you down and innocently killing you all, which would be a shame or not.
So who is this guy?
David Koresh.
Yes.
I don't know the full story about him, but he was some cult leader, and he founded some religion and basically convinced all these people to move to this place. And then this standoff happened because he was accused of holding some of them hostage or something, and there was a thing called the Siege at Wacker Ridge or something like that. And basically what happened was the FBI set fire to the buildings they were in an attempt to get them out, and it ended up killing pretty much all of them. That's not funny. That's like murder mandated by the government.
That's why it's funny.
Why is that funny? So the government could come and, you know, and set fire to your house and then just go, whoops, told you people hostage.
Yeah, because they're going to die anyway, so why not?
How can you have that attitude to human life? Every human is going to die anyway, so let's just burn their houses.
No, I mean they're going to die in the hostage situation.
Not necessarily. Oh, good God, Shane, you're just... I think you were dropped on your head multiple times as a child.
No.
What? And perhaps less dropped, perhaps held by the ankles and swatted. Smash.
Yeah, most likely not, seeing as my dad is involved in making sure kids at home are safe.
See, that's how we can get away with it, because he's on the inside. See, I've got this all figured out. I'm just, you know, wow, I'm just too good.
You want to come for lunch? You can ask him about it?
No, because he'd smash my head against the wall.
Oh, dear. That was from Power Crazy.
I don't trust your parents.
Who's also named Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Shane,
Brad, and Schwa, I beat you. What is your opinion on sites such as Smark? Okay, I'll start again. Take two. Dear Shane, Brad, and Schwa, what is your opinion on sites such as SparkNotes that help or hurt students who use them? I have no idea what SparkNotes is.
It's basically a site where you can go to get summaries of famous books, plays, and stuff. Like, they have all of Shakespeare there and stuff.
Oh, so you don't have to read them?
Well, no, you still have to read them to do the analysis, you know? But it provides a good kind of a rundown of it. I used the site before before studying for exams on things like Hamlet, you know? It does help in terms of like getting kind of like a condensed version of it. But
so do you think it helps or hurts?
It can help for those kind of things like exams. But when you're dealing with analysis of the play, there's really no substitute for going in there and sitting with a group of people and analyzing it in that way. It's just good for like a good rundown.
I think that they help if you want to make it like you know what you're talking about. You can kind of give a brief overview if someone wants to discuss it with you. But as far as, you know, like you said, analysis or writing a paper on it or anything like that, you, it's probably a good idea to actually read it, speaking from experience.
Okay. Have you, Josh, have you cheated on any papers in your past?
Well, actually, during my sophomore year of high school, we had to read a book over our winter break. And then we came back on the first day, we had to take a test over it. And, of course, I failed to read the book. So I kind of took what I could from the, like, multiple choice part of it and tried to piece together a story so I could write about it in the essay portion. And I made up this really brilliant story that had a lot of character development. Unfortunately, it was the wrong story. That was the worst part about it.
You should have got marks for creativity.
So. It's just like when Brad said the Bible's greatest work of fiction in his religious education class.
That was hilarious. The funniest thing about that was I got a B. I basically spent this entire paper, and it was a joke of a paper. I mean, if I'd seriously, like, put what they wanted me to put, I could have got A star, no problem. But it was a joke of a paper. It's like, what does the Bible teach us about marriage? And, you know, all sorts of questions like that. And I just used every question to find something bad I could say about religion, and I got a B. I guess an atheist must have marked that or something.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that's really fun to do if you're taking an exam and you have absolutely no clue on some question. Or, you know, you don't even have, like, an inkling. You should just, like, put funny answers.
You know what the sad part is? Most of my exams now are multiple choice.
That is sad. It's like a friend of mine. Well, actually, no, it wasn't a friend. It was a friend of a friend. She was talking about how she took an IQ test on Facebook and it said she had an IQ of 156. And I said, how many questions did it have? You said, 10. And were they multiple choice? Yeah, they were all multiple choice. I mean, that's a really accurate IQ test. 10 questions, multiple choice. Dumb.
Wasn't Einstein's IQ 140?
No, Einstein's IQ was much closer to 200, wasn't it? I think it was. Was it 170, 180?
Maybe Stephen Harper's is 140.
I think 140 is like classed as gifted and 160 is mastermind. But I think it's especially these tests you get online. I mean, you get some really long-winded IQ tests online that are like 30, 40, 50 questions long. But they're still not that accurate because they are multiple choice.
Yeah.
You know, I think it has to be a written test for it to be, you know, accurate in any sense. But IQ is still a very fleeting thing.
Okay.
Anyway.
Next part.
How often do you eat out? Any favorite places to eat, local chain restaurants? How often do I eat out? Well, if you're talking about, like, dinner, probably not that often. Maybe once or twice a month, if that. Lunch, I probably eat out most days. And usually then, it's usually, you know, cafes around Birmingham University, which I don't go to. And just places around here. There's a couple of sandwich shops I go to regularly.
Okay.
Because I don't like making lunch for myself.
I'll make lunch for you.
I have no issue with dinner, but lunch, no, thank you. Lunch seems to be something that, you know, is quick, and I don't want to take time to prepare it. Even though putting a sandwich together is like 5 minutes, whatever.
Schwa.
I probably eat out.
My definition of eating out is like fast food chains and stuff, probably, you know, 2-3 times a week. And eating actually sit-down restaurants is actually very rare, maybe like once or twice a month. Mainly drive-through. That's what I do.
I see. What kind of drive-thru?
Whatever's cheap and I'm feeling, places like Taco Bell, best Mexican food on earth.
I don't know. Last time I had Taco Bell, I got sick. Same with McDonald's.
That's because you have a poor immune system.
No, I mean like physically sick.
Yeah, poor immune system. All that time in the basement isn't doing
like
anything.
Like as in I ate and it didn't sit well.
Yeah,
I had poor immune system.
You didn't order a cheeseburger, did you? That's your problem.
No.
It's everything from Taco Bell is tortilla with cheese, meat, and vegetables. No matter what you get.
I don't know.
Cheese with milk dripped over it.
And
then some cream smothered on it.
Okay, that's enough. How often do I eat out? We have a thing here every Friday or so, some kind of pizza night.
That's horrible when you have... I hate people who have routines like that. Like my cousins, and my auntie and uncle, they always get a Chinese takeaway on a Friday night. How sad
is
that?
Yeah, that's our Friday. It's a pizza night.
How sad is that you have your life down to a routine?
That's good. That's good.
It's boring. That's good.
And
I like to eat what I feel like. I don't feel like the same thing every week, every day.
And sometimes it's Subway, too, for before.
Ooh, Subway is the devil.
Oh, come on. They're decent. It's better than McDonald's.
And I asked for a BLT, and they asked me what salad I wanted on that. There's only one kind of salad you put on a BLT, and that's lettuce and tomato. Idiots.
Well, you have to say that.
No, I don't ask for a BLT. It stands for what its ingredients are. No brain power is involved.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Oh, damn it, I hate Subway. It's burning hell.
I haven't eaten McDonald's in over a year.
I actually ate McDonald's last Sunday.
I'll talk
about that at the end, because I told Shane about it, and it's quite a funny story.
No, well, you didn't.
Funny, but, yeah, I did. It was about when I got hurt, remember?
What?
I'll tell you at the end.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I just find that eating any kind of fast food other than Subway really hurts my stomach.
How about the pizza? Does that hurt your stomach?
No.
That must be a really crummy pizza if it has no cheese on it whatsoever.
It's just got a little sprinkle, that's it.
Oh, and you're fine with that?
Yeah, because if there's too much, that causes problems later in the night.
Shane, I think this lactose intolerance thing is just made up.
It's not!
I can have a little sprinkle of cheese and a glass of milk when I feel like it.
No, I don't. I can't have a glass of milk.
Anyway, on Donald.
How often? Any favorite places to eat?
I answered that.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Shane.
What?
With all the courses you take in college, what job will you be able to get when you graduate? Those three questions were from Marco. And when Shane graduates, he's going to get a job flipping burgers at McDonald's.
No. I don't know. Pretty much anything relating to software development or computer systems being designed for various kind of places, or databases being designed, pretty much anything in those sort of three areas.
So just so in a couple of years down the line they can outsource your job to a graduate in India who will accept, you know, like a fifth of the pay.
No, they can't do that because the people in India wouldn't have the same kind of, they could outsource the actual building of it, but not the design phase.
Yeah, sure they could. They can outsource everything.
No, I don't think so. Oh, well, I have backup plans, though. God. That's one thing.
Well, McDonald's.
No.
Come on, Shane, tell us about your backup plan.
No, I can't do that. That's classified.
So we can mock that. Okay, fine, don't. Classified.
Yeah. Dear Brad, not Shane, I remember on the show you said you're a Rise Against fan. Have you seen this video?
Rise Against, Prayer of the Refugee. That's not a bad song. I think that's from Suffer and the Witness, which is like 2006, I think that was released, because I remember I used to talk about it to she who shall not be named. 2006 was the right... 2000, yeah, it was 2006. I was never a huge fan of that album. It was... Actually, no, it was fairly decent. Probably about the same as the album they just released, but it's an okay song. I don't particularly like that song.
Okay.
And yes, I am a Rise Against fan. I saw them play twice earlier this year.
Woo! What about you, Shua?
I honestly actually didn't even watch the video.
Okay. Yeah, neither did I.
They're good. Good punk.
Do you like Rise Against, Shane?
I've never heard any songs of theirs.
Boo.
Boo.
That question was from Randy Arnold.
One.
We could probably get sued for that.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways, that's it for questions. As always, if you have audio questions, you can pipe them over to questions@rsbnb.com, which is an email address. Waiver MP3, please, under 30 seconds in length.
Or
make sure we can hear you.
Post text questions, because we didn't have that many this week. We only had 10.
Yeah, we need to make them more interesting. You remember last week's topic where I said that you were flying around?
Yeah, that was not funny, and nobody got that except you.
Yeah, but they liked it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Anyways, thank you, everybody. On to tech news. Microsoft Security Essentials released. For those of you guys who don't know, Microsoft Security Essentials is Microsoft's free anti-malware, antivirus, anti-spyware suite, which is available for Windows XP, Windows Vista, and Windows 7.
Yay!
You know, it's about time that they do something like this, because them being Microsoft, they know the ins and outs of the entire system, so it's easier for them to make something that works without any conflicts in terms of software, you know, and can actually run pretty light, so...
I always used to think it was funny with the Windows security alerts. It always used to like recommend a third party virus protection. I thought, why didn't they just have their own?
Yeah, so it's good they have that now. Do you use virus protection, Brad?
Yes, I always use protection, Shane.
Oh God, Schwa?
I have a virus and spyware and stuff protection like that.
That's good.
Stupid to not use it, you know,
Shane.
Yeah?
Why did you groan? Isn't it good that I use protection? Isn't that what you agree with?
It's a topic for another day. It's a topic for Mr. Day, Mr. Woodward.
No, it's a topic for now because we're talking about computer diseases.
No.
I use protection on my computer.
You said
so I don't get any spyware or hardware. That's what I was talking about.
Okay, you weren't talking about the other kind of protection, which you most likely were?
Oh, you're a terrible man. How dare you assume I would be talking about that? Is that the only thing on your mind, Shane? Oh, I am disgusted.
No, that's what you were referring to.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was.
There you go. So, if you have one of these systems, check it out. But please do uninstall any other antivirus software you have beforehand, because multiple antivirus software don't play nice together. So, yeah, there we go.
Beta fish.
Yeah, I don't know. If you have Norton, you really should look into this, because as we all know, Norton is a pig. So.
Norton is a pig?
Yeah.
Is it typically that? I'm sure there is a pig out there called Norton somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, if you tried to put him on a computer, it would probably crush it.
That's not nice. Norton. What if one of our listeners is named Norton?
Well, oh, for God's sake. I wasn't saying everybody called Norton is like a pig and is heavy. God damn it. If your name is Norton, I'm extremely sorry, and you have a sort of cool name in a weird sort of way. Like, I wouldn't call my kids Norton, but I wouldn't, you know, it's no Tarquin, you know, it's not bad.
Isn't that your middle name, Tarquin?
No, Shane, I think I might have told you that once to fool you. But anyway, it's sort of like better than Tarquin and definitely better than Shane, which is a horrible name. I think, like, here, certainly, Shane is, like, quite, like, a rough name. Like, only, like, rough parents give their chavvy kids the name Shane.
Be nice.
That's true, it is. I'm not saying there, obviously, but here, it's not regarded in the highest sense. I don't think so, anyway. You know,
well,
here,
you should have been named Charles after the future, like, King Charles.
He'll never be king.
Why
His
not?
Mother's hanging on in there. You could outlive him.
Anyways, Google turns 11. So many people thought this was a spelling mistake on Google's logo.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how slow people were. I mean, Google, probably one of the most used sites in the world, is not going to have a spelling mistake in its name.
Yeah, Google's going to spell its name.
G-O-O-G. 1-1-E was what it was spelt as.
So it's Goog, Goog1E.
Yeah, there we go. So, I don't know. I've used Google for most of my existence. As far as I can remember, I started using them probably, I don't know, when I first needed a search engine, because MSN search was so bad. So, how long have you guys used Google?
Since the dawn of time.
Probably since I actually started using the computer, probably 5-6 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, so Google's quite the empire now. Like, it's only imaginable what they'll be in the next 5 years, even a year from now. So happy birthday, Google. And last piece of tech news is that the Pirate Bay is not sold yet. Because
I thought it was.
No, because you remember that company, Global Gaming Factory?
Oh, yeah.
They failed to pay their money to them, so the deal became null and void.
That's not nice.
And then basically this happened because you remember that when they bought the Pirate Bay, their stock crashed, and they're practically off the Swedish Stock Exchange now.
Clever move.
So, yeah, it's safe to say don't try to buy the Pirate Bay if you value your existence as a company.
I have no existence as a company. Should I buy it?
Yeah, sure. Do you have lawyers?
I have a financial panther.
A what? A panther?
That's a Simpsons joke. If anybody gets that, give yourself a pat on the back.
I don't know what a panther
Moving
is.
Moving on.
Panther's a big cat.
Oh, no way, Shane. Oh, sometimes. Seriously, folks, if you had to listen to all the stupid stuff he says every week, it's, you know, I just want to, you know, take my head and smash it really hard against a steel wall like his parents did to him when he was young. And then got away with because his father had something to do with local government.
Well, that's it for tech news. On to some other things. Fishing skill of the month is the same as last week.
It's over. Stopped,
yeah.
It's over. Mm. It's over.
5.3 million XP gained by Adiron Cronon, who won.
Congratulations.
Second was Fresh Fob with 2.4 million, and third was War Guts with 1.5 million.
I didn't enter, because otherwise I would have blown all of you out of the walls.
You could have got 5.4 million fishing experience.
Hang on a second. How long has this skill of the month been running?
It ran for all of September.
Okay, so let's just see. From September the 1st to September the 30th, I gained... Okay, I only gained 1.9. No, I wouldn't have won.
Yeah, so this is... we have that thing on the forums regarding name changes. On the high scores and skill of the month. I'm not sure what's happening with high scores yet, but September skill of the month, October skill of the month is now smithing. So it should be interesting to see who gets experience tonight and who will be emerge as a front runner. We got two people with 99 smithing signed up, Devo and Southrend. 27 signups in total, so it should be an interesting one to watch. Mm-hmm. That's about it, I think. Skill
not really, considering half of them probably won't even get experience.
Yeah, that's too bad. But anyways, vote in our many weekly event topics. Three of them now have voting as to which game or which mini game will play or which boss will go to.
Go onto the PC game and vote Counter-Strike Source Gun Game. We do not want to have to play Half-Life 2 again next week.
Vote for Half-Life 2. It was the best turnout we ever had.
So just the best. Ultimately make it the best. Gun Game was a hell of a lot more fun.
Yeah, but nobody came.
Yeah, they did. We had like, not last time we played Gun Game, the time before, we had like 12 people. Six
yeah.
And six.
I'll get them to come again and I'll vote for Gun Game.
Vote for Gun Game then, Shane.
No.
They can't come again if you don't vote for Gun Game. My logic is undeniable. You must vote for Gun Game to allow them to come. See? Tricked you there.
I just wish some people would come to Pest Control. We haven't had an event in 3 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
I only need 5. Just 4 more.
if you want to go to Pest Control, what time is that at, Schwa?
It's at 2:00 my time, so it's 1 PM RSVNB time on Sundays.
Okay.
Should be out of church by then.
So go check out Pest Control.
Is that your target market, Christians?
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying that it's a time when
people of all religions are welcome.
Why would that be his target market?
I don't know, just because he said something about you'll be out of church by then.
Oh, okay. I see.
Jane, you're so slow.
Our events are on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. Schwa, do you have a pick for us this week?
My pick, as far as anything goes, I think would be Lazy Boy Chairs.
Oh, awesome.
So do you own one of these?
Yeah, I have one in my room, because the way I figure it, there's nothing better to take a nap in during the day than a Lazy Boy chair.
Okay.
I concur with that.
Just turn on the History Channel and just take a couple hours off.
I don't know if it's like that over there, but over here, the only thing that's on the History Channel is documentaries about Nazis.
Really?
Over here, it's all just about apocalypse every day, 24 hours straight.
I can actually, I'm going to quickly find the History Channel and tell you what's on.
Okay, and do you want to tell us where we can get these?
Any furniture store.
Okay.
I don't know what all the local chains around there are.
Do you have a price and model number for yours?
Well, not really, but let me take a look real quick.
Okay, Schwa's finding his model number. As we know, chairs are kind of expensive, so it might be a good idea to prolong this to your birthday or Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When did you get yours?
Actually, one that I have right now is used that I got from my mom's room that was a fairly comfortable recliner.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay, so Lazy Boy chairs.
Okay, the History Channel has let me down. There is actually a program on called Pyramids, Mummies, and Tombs. But that is followed by World War I in color.
Oh.
Everyone wants to see World War I in color.
I see. Okay.
Obviously.
So what you been up to this week, Schwa?
Did you not hear he just dropped?
Oh, dear. That's not good.
That's not good. Oh, no. Oh, no.
He needs a better internet connection. I thought yours was bad.
Piss off, just because I kept disconnecting when I killed you at Half-Life. Notice how I had a much better KD ratio than all of the games we played. Even when you were up top with that rocket launcher just killing everybody.
Okie dokie. You're back?
Yeah, I'm back. So
okay.
I'm
gonna...
Have that every once in a while.
So, what's your pick, or no, what have you been up to this week?
What have I been up to? Well, last night I lost $7 playing poker.
That's not that bad.
No, it was pretty fun. I stayed in for a little while. It was fun.
Okay.
I'm rubbish at poker.
What about, school and RuneScape?
RuneScape, I'm keeping going for 99 woodcutting, 94... last night.
Okay.
Using Ivy.
Yeah, using Ivy. It's definitely fairly good. I don't have to bank, so that's really fun. I can just wear whatever I want. As far as school, just not doing my homework. That's pretty much all that I do at school.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
And Shane says that, but secretly he's judging you.
Anything else? Yeah,
that's really just about all I do.
Okay, Brad, tell us what you were going to tell us earlier.
Okay, well, you will remember this as soon as I told you, but last Sunday I actually went up with my father and a friend of his to a place called Kettering because he bought this machine for his shop on eBay. And it was a rather funny story because we turned up at this bloke's house in Kettering after in this big truck that he'd hired. This was like a big old machine. Weighed half a ton. He had a big lorry with... a lift at the back.
What's a lorry?
Truck. Big truck. That had a tail lift at the back so we could actually get this massive machine up. And we pulled up at this bloke's house and it was odd at first because he lived in like this really nice street. All the houses were really posh looking. When he got to his house, it was like, it looked like nobody should be living there. There was like, had four windows at the front. Three of them were boarded up. Right? And like, it was like sections of the front of the house were painted and other sections weren't, and the front door looked like it was about to fall off its hinges. Like a really dodgy looking house, and we just walked around the back trying to find someone, and he was out in the back garden. The back garden looked just as dodgy, and then there was just this machine out the back of his house with a tarpaulin over it, and I could tell you what it is, but you won't understand. It's called a finisher, and basically what you use in shoe repairing is you basically sort of sand down. It's sort of like a big sander really with these different wheels on. And the back of it is exposed, and you sort of have like a sheet or a tarp to cover it to stop the dust coming out. And he had this like old sack he'd cut up, and he told me to hold it up after he turned it on just to demonstrate it so the dust wouldn't come out. And so I was holding this sack, and he turned it on, and suddenly you just hear, and the thing starts making noise, think, shit, this isn't good. And then suddenly you hear a ping, and I suddenly felt an almighty pain in my knee. And what had happened is this machine was so old and shot to shit that one of the fan blades on the inside had shot out and hit me in the knee. And it actually turned out that three fan blades came out. Only one hit me, but bloody hell did it hurt.
Where'd the other two go?
As it turned out, this machine that we'd driven 2.5 hours for, hired a van for, right, was no good. so we couldn't actually take it away. We didn't want to take it away because it was useless. So basically, we had to drive back this empty van and waste basically what was about 6 hours of our life frame time. It was also funny though, because on the way we stopped at this cafe at the side of the road to get some breakfast, and it was called the On the Run Cafe, and out the front there were two police cars parked. I find that humorous.
Okay, where'd the other two fan blades go?
I have no idea. I think they just fell out because Dad put his hand into the fan once it had been turned off, obviously, and just fell. So out of like 8 fan blades, I think 3 were missing. One smacked me in the leg. The wow. bloke didn't even apologize. That thing could have bloody taken my leg off.
Goodbye, RAF.
Yeah, that's what you were hoping. I told Shane I hurt my knee, and he was like, "Maybe your dates will get put back." And I was like, "No, they won't." Ah. Shane wants me to fail.
Did it hurt?
It did hurt.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't, because at the time, right, there was a friend of my dad's who I've known since I was like 8. He's quite funny. There was my dad, and there was this other guy, like 4, 3 men and me. Last thing I wanted to do was, you know, start going, "Ow, that hurt." So I just grimaced and took it. I don't think anybody realized I got hit at first until I went, "I think something's broken."
Okay. Yeah. Wow. What about RuneScape?
I've been fishing. Okay. That's it. Still fishing. Still determined to make a buck from this Rocktail update.
And you were at Half-Life 2 last night?
Yeah. So I kicked your ass.
Yeah.
Not that that's difficult, by the way.
No, it was kind of hard for you, actually. But I got a few good kills in on you.
Hang on a second. As we talked about, Shane, I had a better KD ratio than you in all of the maps we played.
Yeah, it's because my team wasn't doing anything, though.
Oh, rubbish. All you basically did was you stood at the highest point with one of those rocket launchers and just nuked everyone. That's like, you know, walking around with the AWP in CS. It's not like playing the game. I just noticed, right, last night, the more people seem to play, there seem to be a lot of people who seem to like, you know, trash talking. I don't know why it is that FPS games seem to bring out the worst of people. Like, you know, if they kill you 3 times, you say nothing, and you kill them once, they're like, you know, like, what's the point? It's a game. I don't care.
Oh, that was good fun, though. I nailed you once to the wall by your neck with a crossbow.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
That was my torso. I saw it.
It was the neck on my end.
Yeah, and also in Half-Life 2, some of the spawn locations are retarded. You can die once and then spawn right in front of the person who just killed you.
Oh, yeah, so that's...
No Half-Life 2, it's terrible.
That's the PC gaming event, which we mentioned earlier. What have I been doing?
Nobody cares.
I've been doing agility.
Are you got 99 yet?
No, I got 95, though.
No, that's not 99, is it?
I also got 25 million farming experience.
That's shameful.
That's an accomplishment. Right
thank
there.
You, thank you, thank you. Aside from that, I've been doing lots of reading, as I showed you yesterday, Brad. Really gripping.
Yeah, stuff about the rainforest, which nobody cares about, really.
I know. It's an easy class, though. I got a midterm in that class tomorrow, so I think it's time we call RSBNB Update 224 done for Schwa, runewire.com/Schwa, if I remember correctly.
Schwa9, I think.
Okay, Schwa9. And runewire.com/Brad for the new Brad 7443.
Wow, you've remembered that number well, Shane.
Yep. And Shane, runewire.com/Shane. See you next week, everyone. Toodaloo.
Bye. Bye-bye.